Good morning. I'd like to welcome everyone along to our Children's Day and Youth Sunday services, especially to those who are visiting this morning, maybe family and friends of the children who are taking part, and also to the dads and to the grandas on this being Father's Day. Congratulations to you. I don't know what it was like in your house, but I'm not going to pretend that I got breakfast in bed or anything like that. It just doesn't happen in the Jones home. But I wish you a happy Father's Day, and may the Lord bless you this morning. We're all going to stand to worship the Lord with our first hymn. It's actually a medley of hymns to the old, old story. You'll know the tune, and I want you to sing along and to praise the Lord. So we'll praise the Lord standing, please. Let us commend our time to the Lord and ask the Lord's help upon the children this morning and for our own sake, that the Lord would speak to our souls through all that is said and sang. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for the old, old story, and yet it's ever new, of how Jesus Christ come from glory and how he died upon the cross. For each one here this morning, from the youngest, Lord, to the oldest, we thank you, Lord, for your love and for the salvation that you offer to all who will call upon your name to save them. We thank you for the boys and girls. We thank you for the Sunday school teachers, the Bible class leaders, our Sunday school superintendent, and for the Word of God that has been taught to them over this last season since September. We pray that you will bless the boys and girls as they come and read the verses and also sing out the songs about their Savior Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, take nervousness away from the boys and girls and give help to them, and may our hearts and souls be blessed through them today. We thank you, Lord, that in the Scriptures, when the mothers brought their little ones to thee, you forbid them not, but you took them unto yourself and you blessed them. Bless the boys and girls of this church and this fellowship, not just today, but every day. And make them a blessing in their own homes and a witness to the salvation of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that you will give help also to our speaker today, to our brother Stephen Walker, as he would speak later on, and take nervousness from him. And may it be a message, a word in season to all of our hearts. Lord Jesus, we thank you this morning for your goodness and mercy poured out to us. We remember those who cannot be here, those who are ill in hospital. Residential homes are their own homes and beds of sickness. Lord, those who, just through infirmity, who formerly would have been at such a meeting and children's day service such as this, but who can't be here, bless them. Bless those who would listen to this service via the internet, and also those who receive this through a CD later on. Lord, bless all aspects, and may we give all the glory and honor to thee. In Jesus' name, amen. Boys and girls, I'm now going to firstly invite Lola McNeil, Cameron Service, Ava McCracken, and Poppy Wilson, and they're going to bring Bible reading, some verses that they have learnt during the year in Sunday school to us.
Bible says, Romans chapter 3, verse 23. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
The Bible says in John chapter 3, verse 16, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever shall believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
The Bible says in John chapter 14, verse 1, Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know.
That was brilliant, Lola, Cameron, Ava, and Poppy. I'm now going to ask the choir to come up to the front. And during the choir, they're going to be bringing to us four pieces. And there will be readings from Hannah Faulkner, Rachel Carson, Joshua Shields, and Joel Atchison. I'm going to hand over now to the choir.
The Bible says in Matthew 28, verses 5 and 6, And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen like he has said.
Bible says in Acts 8, verse 30 to 31, "And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, Understandest what thou readest? And he said, How can I accept some man should guide me? And he desired Philip to come up and sit with him."
Bible says in John chapter 14, verse 6, "And Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me."
The Bible says in Psalm 118, verses 8, "It is better to put trust in God than to put confidence in man."
I'd like to ask the main choir, if you could sit down now, and the junior choir to remain at the front, please. And while I'm speaking, I'd also like to compliment and to thank our group of musicians this morning, our young people who have been very much part of this Children's Day service. Thank you so much for your ministry. Thank you, choir and junior choir. That was absolutely brilliant, boys and girls. Very, very well done. We're now going to have some more verses, and this time they're going to be read to us by Faith Muirhead, Ben Miller, Josh Wilson, and Joel Shields.
The Bible says in Isaiah 40, verse 28 to 31, "Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary, there is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint."
The Bible says in Matthew chapter 5, verses 3 to 11, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is a kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are ye when men are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake."
The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 53, verses 1 to 7, "Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our face from him, so he was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrows, yet we have esteemed him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned everyone to his own way. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet we have esteemed him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted."
Bible says in Psalm 8, verse 1 to 9, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honour. For thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy fingers. Thou put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, and the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth.
Excellent. Faith, Ben, Josh and Joel. And that reminds me to thank the parents, grandparents, guardians of the children, because we teach these things in the Sunday school, but I know that you reinforce them at home. Thank you for sending your children along to our Sunday school. Thank you so much. Now, we're all going to sing together. This time we're going to stand. And it's to the hymn of I've Got That Joy, Joy, Joy. So let us all stand to worship the Lord. Now, boys and girls, I'm going to ask our visitor today, and he's called Stephen, and he's going to tell us about the Lord Jesus. So he is. Stephen, if you would come up and speak to the boys and girls and to us all, you're very, very welcome this morning. Thank you.
So boys and girls, first of all, very, very well done. Really impressed with the singing. Really impressed with the memory verses. That's something that'll stand you for a long, long time. So Keep up the good work. Now, I'm going to put a picture up on the screen, boys and girls, and I want you to have a look at the picture, and I want you to tell me what's strange about the picture. Have a good look at it, and tell me, is there anything unusual about the picture? Because a few girls have got their hands up. I think you had your hand up first, so go on ahead. Shout it out really loud so everybody can hear you. His shadow is different. So what's he doing? Go ahead. He's reading his Bible. But what's the shadow of? Go ahead. Shout it out loud. A Roman soldier. How can you have a shadow of a Roman soldier if you're reading your Bible? How do you do that?
Because it's in the Bible.
The best answer yet. Whereabouts, does anybody know where it is in the Bible? It's a really hard one. Go ahead. It is. You may be right. You may be right. We're going to look at the verses together, okay? It's in Ephesians and chapter 6 and verses 10 to 17. Now, you can probably read the words behind me. The words in front of me, my eyesight isn't as good as it used to be. So I'm going to read them from here. Will we read them together? Can you see the words? Will we try it, boys and girls? Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. So Paul, writing to the Christians in Ephesus, tells them to act like a Roman soldier. But the armor and the weaponry that he asks them to use is different to what a Roman soldier would use. But they knew what Roman soldiers were like because they saw them every day. Roman soldiers would march by and keep order. They'd be on their way to battle, on their way back from battle. And the next picture shows us what a Roman soldier was like. Look at him there. There he is, and he's dressed head to toe in his helmet, in his armor that covers his chest. He has his belt, and you can see his belt there, and it has armor on the belt, and you can see his shield, and you can see his sword there in his belt. And if you look right down at his feet, you'll see his shoes, and his shoes were really, really important because his shoes, what they actually did was they actually put nails through the soles of his shoes and then filed off the sharp bits of the nails so that he had grip whenever he was walking through the dirt. So it was very, very important that he was dressed properly for battle. And in the same way, the Lord Jesus knows that we need to be dressed properly for the battle that we fight as Christians. And there are six things that the Lord Jesus speaks to us about in this passage and tells us that we need to put on. Okay, so boys and girls, are you ready to put on your armor? Yeah, do you know, are you ready to do it? Okay, the first thing that we have to put on is our helmet of salvation. Put on the helmet of salvation by doing what? By believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and his death on the cross and his resurrection from the dead and trust him as our Savior. That is the first and the most important thing that any boy or girl or mum or dad or brother or sister can possibly do. Because that is the thing that brings us into God's family and into God's kingdom. You know what's the most vulnerable part of our bodies? It's our head. It's our head. So years ago, whenever I rode a bicycle, whenever I was your age, nobody thought about wearing a helmet. All right? But now we're much more careful, and I hope all the boys and girls all put their... You all put your helmets on when you go to ride your bicycle? A few are saying, no, mums and dads, we're going to have a conversation later. Look, the helmet's really, really important, okay? Because that protects your head, okay? And the Lord Jesus knows that the very first and most important thing that a Roman soldier did was put on his helmet, because that was the most vulnerable part of his body. And in the same way, the first and most important thing you should do is trust the Lord Jesus and accept his gift of salvation. The second thing we should put on, working our way down, is the breastplate of righteousness. And we know that righteousness is doing the right thing, is behaving properly, is being honest, humble, good, fair with others. Those are all attributes of righteousness. And if you're a Christian, we should live that way. But there are times, boys and girls, we will still get it wrong. And we will still fail to do that. And the wonderful thing is that we have Christ's righteousness covering us. So that whenever God looks at a Christian and a Christian is failing, he looks at them and he says, ah, but Jesus died for that person and is covered in Christ's righteousness. So we should go into battle with two things: a determination to show righteousness, but a confidence that we have Christ's righteousness covering us. The third thing we should put on as we work our way down is our shield of faith. What is faith? Faith is being sure that God will keep his promises. And God's word is full of promises to us as Christians, and we are to trust God's promises and have confidence in him. Faith is one of those very, very difficult things to do, because sometimes we doubt. And sometimes we think, I'm not sure about that. But the important thing is to trust what Jesus says in his word and what he has told us, and have faith in him. The fourth one that we need to put on is the belt of truth. Now, what's the opposite to truth? It's a lie. Isn't that right? And sometimes things will come along and we will be told lies, and we will be encouraged to follow lies. And we need to be able to tell the difference between lies and truth. Okay? And whenever we know God's word, we can compare what God's word says with maybe what the world is saying to us. And we can compare whether the world is telling us a lie or whether the world is telling us the truth by measuring it up against God's word. And then we can go on and we can check what we do and what we say against God's word to make sure that we are being truthful. Now, elsewhere in the Bible, we're told to buy the truth and sell it not. It is the most important thing to hold on to. So there is the belt of truth, and it protects us. In the same way that that belt is protecting the Roman soldier, the belt of truth will protect us. Fifth thing, what is it, boys and girls? Put on the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Now, I'm gonna stop for a second and talk to you a little bit about this one, because this is essential, okay? And I have three little girls at home. They're 11, they're 9, and they're 7, okay? And this is the most important thing for them, is to teach them the Word of God and for them to understand it. And your pastor was commending the mums and dads and thanking them for supporting the Sunday school. But you know, the Sunday school can't do it by themselves. Mums and dads have to spend time with you, teaching you God's word and reading with you, just sitting down and opening God's word and reading with you and explaining to you what it means. But it doesn't stop there, because it's not just the Sunday school's responsibility, it's not just your mums and dads' responsibility. Who else do you think should be reading God's word?
Us.
Brilliant answer. If you can learn early in life to read it yourself, it is the most wonderful thing. And you will find in there everything that you need from God to teach you about life. Now, there will be times it'll be confusing. There'll be times it'll be difficult. So go to your mums and dads. Go to your Sunday school teachers. Go to your pastor and ask them the questions that you don't understand. And they would love to explain it to you. But this is the key. This is the only offensive weapon in all of the armory. And this is the one that will enable you to fight. Because we're not meant to fight in our own strength, we're meant to fight in His strength. And how can we fight in His strength if we don't know what He's saying to us from His word? And then the last one is put on the shoes of the gospel of peace. So you have your helmet on, you have your shield of faith, you have the breastplate of righteousness, you have the belt of truth, you have the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And then you are to go with the gospel, putting on your shoes. The Roman soldiers didn't put on their shoes just to stay at home. The Roman soldiers put on their shoes to go to battle. And in the same way, boys and girls and mums and dads should go putting on the shoes of the gospel of peace and sharing the gospel with other people. And that's the hard one. That's the hard one, to go and open your mouth and share with other people what it is to have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. But you know what happens whenever you do that? The wonderful thing is that people engage. And they ask questions, and then they too can become Christians as well. And then they'll put on the helmet of salvation, and they'll put on the shield of faith, and they'll put on the breastplate of righteousness, and the belt of truth, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And they'll put on the shoes of the gospel of peace, and they'll go as well. And that is how God's work is done. So, we saw a man at the start reading His Bible. Here's another picture. Now, you will never look like this, because this is a cartoon, okay? But it's a pretty dramatic picture of what a Christian looks like whenever he has all his armor on. Now, to everybody else, you'll just look like you. But to God, you'll look the way that He intended you to look when you have all of the armor on. And I want you to encourage you this morning, make sure you've got on the helmet of salvation, the first and most important thing, trusting the Lord Jesus as your Savior. Make sure you have on the breastplate of righteousness, that you're leaning on Christ's righteousness, but you're also doing His righteousness in your life. Take up the shield of faith, put it on your arm and hold it and know that whenever attack comes that you can trust Him. Take up the sword of the Spirit, it's the Word of God, and open it and read it because it is so powerful. And put on the shoes of the gospel of peace. And go and tell your friends and everybody you know about the Lord Jesus. Okay, will you do that with me? Who's going to put on the armor of God? Huh? Everybody's going to put it on. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You and we praise You for the good news of the gospel. We thank You for the Lord Jesus who went to Calvary on our behalf and died in our place. And Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, that You have shown us in Your word how we are to be dressed for the battle of spreading the gospel. And we thank You, Heavenly Father, for all these boys and girls. And we pray, Lord, that not just today, but for every day after this, they would be trusting You and following You. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Stephen, for bringing that word to the boys and girls and to all of our hearts this morning. Thank you so much. We look forward to hearing you tonight at our youth service as well. I want to sing our final hymn, and that is This Little Light of Mine. Let us all stand again to worship the Lord. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for the children this morning who have recited verses that they've learnt off in their hearts, who have brought the message of salvation and song, and to our brother Stephen who has spoken about the helmet of salvation and how salvation in Christ alone is the only means that any boy or girl or adult here or young person may get to heaven. We pray, Lord, that all that has been said and done may have impacted upon all of our hearts this morning, and that we take away not just precious memories of a lovely service, but salvation in Jesus Christ alone. We pray for those who now must leave us, that you take them home in safety and bless them throughout this afternoon. But for those who remain behind to remember Calvary in thine own appointed way around the Lord's table, bless our hearts and souls as we give thanks for thy redemption. Separate us now with thy peace. In Jesus' name, amen.